This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Baked raspberry French toast casserole, blueberry sausage breakfast fatties, bacon and sausage, and Bloody Marys. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Get to more phone calls coming up. We will talk to Ken Burns, documentary filmmaker. His latest documentary coming out this weekend is Muhammad Ali. So we'll talk to Ken. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Check out the Dan Patrick Show store. We have a lot of great things there. We got some new t-shirts just came in to the man cave in the mail room. You can check out everything that we have. We also have something, it's a tailgate package, a pair of sweats, sweatshirt, a win or lose we celebrate flask, a custom box specifically built for this bundle, handwritten note from me. We did just 200 of these, and limited stock available, danpatrick.com. They won't last long. Sunday night, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs go to Baltimore to battle Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Sunday, 7 Eastern, only on NBC. Say good morning to Peacock, our TV partner, and also our radio affiliates around the country. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski get together occasionally. And after practice, they love to sit down and toss around some topics. And Gronk asked Tom about how long he's going to play.
Can Tom Brady play until 50 years old?
Wow. Seems to be a really hot question lately. Can Tom Brady play till 50?
You're 44. That's six more years.
I don't find it so difficult. And plus, in the Florida, it's kind of a retiree state. So I feel like I can play and then just glide into retirement. I think I can. I think it's a yes.
I think Tom plays this year and next year. And that's it. Now, I love that Gronk did the math and he did it correctly. So I thought that was really impressive.
Nailed it.
Yeah. If you played at 50 or 44, it's 6 more years. Thank you, Gronk. I think Tom plays this year and he plays next year. Yeah. I mean, if he wants to play longer because of the rules protecting quarterbacks, he doesn't get hit. He likes Bruce Arians. Still has Gronk there with him. It's a good team. Yeah, why not? I mean, if you can't, there's no reason not to. Guys don't say, I mean, Larry Fitzgerald chose to not play any longer, but he could have, and maybe he does come back and play. I don't know. But it's rare when a player goes, I think I'm going to retire. It's usually there's circumstances that dictate that you need to retire. Somebody's not going to sign you. You have injuries. You're not able to come back. Tom Brady has every reason to want to continue to play. I just think that he does this year and he does next year. Now, I don't know what he does after that. That's what I'm really curious about. You know, he's going to be in business and he's in a variety of things, but, he's more of a mogul. Does he do stuff with, healthcare, wellness, the products, TB12? Because he's a walking endorsement. When you think, do those things work? Yes. Look, Tom can hold up his Super Bowl ring. And you've got most of the roster doing TB12 in Tampa. And is this something that other teams will do once Tom retires? You probably don't want to do it, say you're doing the TB12 method while Tom is still playing. But maybe when he's done, maybe it's something that college teams do, NFL teams do. But, yeah, I don't know what – I can't see him being an analyst. Yeah, Paul.
Brady did an interview with the USA Today in June, and he was asked about playing to 50. And he said, 50, ? That's a long time. Even for me, that's a long time. I've always said 45 was the age I wanted to reach, and that was my goal. This year I'll be 44. Next year, 45. I've got a two-year contract. That was more of a real answer to a real question.
Yeah, I think he plays this year and he plays next year, and that'll be it. But it's not like I'm going to make the mistake that some have made and say, oh, Tom's slipping. He hasn't shown that he's slipping. Is he the same quarterback that he once was? No, he's a different quarterback. But he's figured it out. He knows how to play. He knows how to beat you. If he has a good offensive line, then he has the time to be able to beat you. You got a very good defense, a defense that is opportunistic, and you got a coach who understands you and vice versa. And it feels like he's having fun. I think that's the key. Because a lot of times, I mean, I left ESPN, and I should have left 3 years earlier because I wasn't having fun. And it's on me. It's not like a boo-hoo moment, but I wasn't having fun. And I thought, why am I going to continue to do this when I'm not having fun? Somebody younger should be in this job and hosting SportsCenter. And that's part of the reason why I left. I wanted to be at home with my family, but, Tom spends a lot of time with his family. Now, keep in mind, Giselle said to him a while ago, that, hey, I'd like it. She was ready for him to retire. And also remember this. She's the one that brought up in an interview on CBS's morning show about Tom with concussions. I don't think Tom has ever been diagnosed as having a concussion. But I think that was 5 years ago that Giselle was on that morning show talking about Tom and the concussions. And it felt like she was steering him towards retirement. And I think that Tom all of a sudden realized, okay, I'm not having fun. She sees I'm not having fun. Now his wife probably says, do this as long as you can. The kids get to come out. He's got his oldest son who's a ball boy there. The kids have got to see their dad perform at a high level. And a lot of times what happens with athletes is their kids are too young to have seen them perform at a high level. Hell, Tom's kids could be out of college by the time he decides to retire. It's like, Dad, you still playing? Yes, I am, kids. Dad, you're 62. Yes, I'm going to continue to play. I got 15 Super Bowl rings.
Is that what 62 sounds like?
No.
Yeah, I'm
yes. Pondo play.
Well, I guess, you know, I could have said, just use my voice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. HBO and NFL Films announced last night at halftime of the game that they would be presenting the show during the regular season. In midseason, they'll start following the Colts. Indy has some interesting storylines. I don't know if they have interesting people. They have interesting storylines. Carson Wentz trying to return to form. Quentin Nelson, great offensive lineman. The curious part is the decision to expand the brand while ratings seem to be declining on the preseason show itself. And you had the Cowboys this year. But we'll see if HBO and NFL Films can make it worth tuning in for. Hard Knocks isn't as fresh and kind of revelatory as it once was. It's still entertaining, but the quality will almost definitely be high. Even if a boring team is presented, there's usually a couple of characters to focus on. More football viewing options is always a good thing, it feels like. Yes, McLevin.
It's just there's so much of this kind of footage out there now. It's just hard. I don't know how Hard Knocks finds its place.
Yeah. They wouldn't have presented this at halftime last night if they weren't going to expand it. It's not like they would go, and the future of Hard Knocks is we're canceling it. We'll be back after this. Like, it just wasn't going to happen. Yes, Todd?
But reality TV, these shows that work are salacious. There's confrontations and things that are awkward and stuff. How much of that are the Colts going to want to have out there, especially for during games that count as opposed to before the season starts?
Yeah, but they script the confrontations. That's what you have to understand. You know, when it comes to all of these shows, they will say, look, you got to do something. You got to be angry at that person. Like the Real Housewives, they script all of that stuff. So it's not reality. Do you realize that?
Yeah, but in a way, that's even worse. That what the Colts may be caught on film doing. Is,
I don't think
is real stuff.
Well, you have final say in it. I can't imagine the Colts go, yeah, come on in, film whatever you want to film. I'm going to guess that your owner, your head coach, can step in and go, look, that exchange, we don't want it in the program. Now, HBO and NFL Films may go, no, you do. This is what we want. I can't imagine that Frank Reich, I mean, these coaches are control freaks. If you can control it, you will. They're not going to let you show an exchange that is headline grabbing. You know, you sort of live, there's a voyeuristic feel to these shows. And you get a little bit more of that with NFL Films and HBO. But you don't get that much. It's basically you invest in a guy that you really like. You like his story. And the question is he going to get cut? And they bring him in, and then you get to watch that process. But other than that, you know, it's not like somebody is, you know, injecting themselves with HGH or they're taking amphetamines.
That'd be good TV.
Yes, it would be. Yes, and you know, you could try to encourage your players. Hey, if you're going to do HGH, could you at least do it on camera here? And 3, 2, 1, inject. Not going to happen, though. I don't know. The Colts, I don't know if there's, I mean, maybe Quentin Nelson's a character, and I think he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. Yes.
Seemed like there was a lot of buildup for that announcement. Weren't you a little disappointed there? And you know what's coming? You know what's happening, everyone? Colts, Hard Knocks during the season. You're going to see what's going on with the Colts.
Like, yes.
That's the news?
Yeah,
that you,
yeah, yeah. But I'm not anti-Colts. I'm just, Todd is. I'm just anti-generic or vanilla. What is it that we're going to see? And look, I don't have to watch it. Nobody's forcing me to. I'm just talking about speaking for the people. You know, we want to see something, feel something, react to something. And I don't know if you will with the Colts. Yeah, Paul.
I think we talked about this before, but if you're a producer for Hard Knocks with the Colts, if you could somehow get a camera with Andrew Luck, then you'd have something. You can do an episode. They say episode 3 has an interview with Andrew Luck. Everyone's tuning into that because no one's done it yet.
Yeah, even if it's him just playing with his daughter. Like, I'm fine with that. Or he's watching the Colts on TV while reading a book. I got to go read a book. I got to go take an Yes.
Can't Paulie just voice over something off camera as a plan B? And then no one needs to know who it was, if it's him or not.
Maybe Andrew Luck could be the voiceover guy.
Ah, this week on Hot Knocks. I'll be at choir practice, but the Colts are against the Michigan.
Who do they have? Who's the voice?
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's the voice?
Liev Schreiber.
Liev Schreiber, yes.
He's so good.
Yeah, he is. He's great. I mean, he's good.
It was weird. When we met him in person, his voice on Hard Knocks didn't match his voice in person.
Not at all.
And to the point where I'm like, is this real? Because he doesn't sound anything like Hard Knocks.
When we had him on, he said to me privately, he goes, you know, I don't know anything about the show, but the guys I work with said I have to be on this show. He's not a big sports guy, but, you know, he was really interesting because of Ray Donovan. He was showing us how to, you know, you kind of fake punches, slip punches, that you know, how it's all scripted and how you do that. I mean, I found him really interesting. Yes, Tom.
I'm sure he got paid a lot of money, but I was a little worried about where his career is going. I see him doing some dramatic mattress commercials. So I don't know if that's a great sign as to that there's some big blockbuster shows and movies ahead for him.
I do Sleep Number.
You do Sleep Number.
But Did you just say do-do?
No, but you do a lot of other things, too. I haven't seen him in anything, and all of a sudden he popped up in some questionable commercial.
You're backpedaling. Yes, McLovin.
Liev Schreiber does a ton of Shakespeare, by the way.
Mm.
Saw him do Macbeth. No big deal. Yeah. Central Park.
Macbeth's overrated.
The play or the guy?
I thought it's Lady Macbeth.
The play is called, I think it's called Macbeth.
Yeah.
But Lady Macbeth's a star, yeah.
Macbeth about a guy or about a woman?
Well, it's really about the guy. Well, this is a long conversation. We're coming up on a break.
It's really about all of us, Dan.
Yeah. It is. Sarah in Georgia joins us. Oh, Sarah.
Hey, good morning, Dan and the Danettes.
Good morning.
Happy to be on your call. There's a follow-up call. Yesterday, my husband Rob spoke to you and tried to snag an invite to the Meet Friday.
Oh, yes.
But that didn't work out. But he forgot to tell you that yesterday was his birthday. Mm. So I wanted to have you wish him a happy birthday. And he's getting some Dan Patrick items for his birthday. He's getting a Let Todd Book T-shirt. How cool is that?
Sarah, stay on hold. We'll get you some gear. We'll have the backroom guy send it out. And happy birthday to your husband. Happy birthday to your husband. I think they were driving to Maine, and he wanted to stop in for Meet Friday. I said, no.
I think he said, we don't really do that.
we don't. I was trying to be nice to him.
We're not exactly open for business.
Yeah. It's just best that you keep going to Maine.
Company policy. It's a pandemic. It's not a good idea.
Yeah. You can't. More phone calls coming up. And we'll talk to Ken Burns. He does documentaries. And his latest one is on Muhammad Ali. Also, the Meat Friday, we'll have that. We'll take it off the grill coming up here in a little bit.
It seems like when people call in for birthday shout-outs, their birthday becomes worse than it was 5 minutes earlier. It almost always, somehow you'll say, like, why didn't you take her out for your birthday?
Well, no, when somebody calls in and then they say, I'd like to wish my wife a happy birthday, and I'll go, well, why don't you just go in the next room and wish her a happy birthday?
Yeah, she's 4 feet away.
Yeah, like this is the Instagram portion of the program, their Facebook, to my shining light, my knight in shining armor.
My rock.
My rock. It's always my rock.
Dan. hey, it's me. We're driving up from Georgia just to come see. Can we stop by? No, I'm sorry. We don't do that. Hey, I got my wife with me. Yeah. We're driving up. We drove all the way from Georgia, Dan, hoping we can stop by and meet Friday, huh? What do you say? We're not exactly open for business.
Yeah. We don't do that. Company policy.
Wave to you from the other side of the fence.
I just created the policy.
It's like 900 miles into this trip.
Oh, I know. Hey, you know what? I'll call him along the way. He'll have to let us stop by. We don't do that.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. More phone calls coming up. Going to take a break here. It's 18 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically with no limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing, even more amazing, because of all the places where Discover's accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when Todd takes his Discover credit card out to finally buy the rest of us dinner, whenever that happens, it's going to be accepted in 99% of the places in the United States.
You may be waiting a long time, but when I eventually get to that, that's true.
Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I'm being told by Ariel I'm going to be the guest on the 1215 podcast today. Last week it was my wife. This week, I guess it's me. Yeah, Paulie.
Was there any fallout at home from the revelations during her interview?
No.
Any breaking news?
No. Nobody says a bad thing about my wife. She's awesome. She's great. She means well. She's the opposite of me.
She's tough. she's tough. Like yeah. You know, there could be like a ceiling falling down. She's like, I got it.
You need balance in every relationship.
So. Yes, yes, we do. Yes, I'm the yang to the yin. Yes, yes.
McKinley. I thought the BRGs took a couple shots at you, actually.
That's okay. I mean, that's why it's the Backroom Guys podcast, where they talk about what goes on the show.
Yeah, they called you restless. I said you were like a shark. You always have to keep moving.
I do. I can't sit and watch anything. Because my wife will go, yeah, let's sit and watch a movie. And I'll go, okay, I'll start. And it'll be like 8 minutes in. I go, okay, I got to get up. Got to move around a little bit. Todd is getting roughed up because he said something about Liev Schreiber. Stay in your limerick lane, Fritzy. Liev Schreiber's career is just fine.
Sorry, Virgil.
Yeah.
Very upset with me.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
Yeah. Greg in Arizona. Hey, Greg.
How are you?
Great, Greg.
Before I get started with my limerick, I think you're missing out on a revenue stream for those people that wanted to come up from Georgia and tour the place.
Okay.
All right. But
anyway. Well, no, I can't charge them.
Could. Sure. I mean, we could.
I mean, I could, but...
You could teach them how to shoot hoops. Perloff can quote Macbeth. Seton could just laugh for him.
Okay.
There's some money to make.
All right. What do you have for me, Craig?
My Friday limerick that Bill Belichick is overrated as the greatest coach of all time. Apologies to Seton.
All right, here we go. Greg in Arizona, his limerick about Bill Belichick being overrated.
In Cleveland, Bill Belichick and Nick Saban were barely afloat. Art Modell had enough, said you need to bolt. In New England, he is a hero, but without Brady, he is a zero. Don't believe me? Look at his record without the GOAT.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg.
That goes with the whole witty but not like hysterically
funny
thing.
I got it. I don't know where it was witty, but you are Mr. Limerick. Having won a contest after stealing somebody's limerick.
I did. They put it in the elementary school newsletter. There once was a man from Peru who dreamed he was kissing his shoe. He awoke in the night in a terrible fright, found out it was perfectly true. That was what it was.
Plagiarist.
I did.
So you cheat in school.
I did eventually.
And you plagiarize.
But I did eventually tell the teacher because my mom was like, you got to tell the teacher that you copied that word for word from a book.
Did you rescind the award?
No, well, it was in the newsletter. And I'm not going to give back the little certificate. It already had my name in special print on it.
Yes, see.
How much time had passed between the printing of the school newspaper and you telling the teacher?
I'm going to say probably several days. It was either it was,
oh, that's pretty good.
It was either the end of that week or the next week. It was probably approximately a week, and the guilt was just too much. And I'm like, I copied that out of a book. I didn't make that up myself.
Ken Burns is a great documentary filmmaker. I don't know how I'm going to make the segue, but I'm going to
put you in a really bad spot there again.
I know. You did. But he did the Vietnam War. He did the history of baseball. He did the Civil War. And he has a new documentary that premieres. It's September 19th through the 22nd on PBS. And it's a four-part film by Ken Burns, his oldest daughter, Sarah, and her husband, David McMahon. And Ken Burns, kind enough to join us on the program. When did Muhammad Ali become a hero?
I think he was a hero almost from the beginning. That kind of pan-world heroism happens towards the end as we let go of the memories of some of the divisive aspects. But he's at the beginning, he's saying, I'm pretty as a girl, I'm black, I'm beautiful. He is providing many people in this country with phrases and purchase for ideas that they didn't have. We made a film on Jackie Robinson. He redefined black manhood, black masculinity. Muhammad Ali came along and redefined it in a different way. Athletes weren't supposed to speak that way. They weren't supposed to brag. And certainly black athletes weren't supposed to do that. And he did it anyway. And just brought him into so many people's hearts if he turned off some other people. And then he joins a separatist religious sect, which turns off another group of people. And then strike three, he refuses to induction into the United States Army. And so we think of him as divisive. He's also quite provocative about how he treats his opponents. Joe Frazier, for example, Todd Boyd, the scholar, says in our film, you know, he uses the language that a white race would use about a black man to describe his opponent, two black men. And it's inexcusable. And yet emerging out of it is a person always with a sort of a joie de vivre, a kind of great sense of humor, a sense of natural promoting in a very American sense, and a kind of beauty. I mean, he's the greatest athlete of the 20th century, maybe of all time. He's won the championship three times, even though he lost 3.5 years at the height of his power because of his religious beliefs. This is a black man saying, I won't fight in the Vietnam War for religious reasons. An American can only hear black man doesn't want to go. He's giving us the middle finger. This is a political gesture. So even though the prosecutors are suggesting a more lenient sentence, the judge sends him to the maximum 5 years. And when he's exonerated, he begins a comeback. He begins a climb that begins with some wins, but most significantly in the fight of the century in 71 against Joe Frazier, a loss, which he takes very well. He's behind on points. He goes out in the last round. He's knocked down. He gets back up again. He's very soft-spoken and speaks about the larger sense of being a role model, even in loss. And from then on, it's just Robert Lipsight in our film says, Joe Frazier won the fight, but Muhammad Ali won America. And I think from that moment on, it just goes exponentially. So that when he dies, not too long ago, as you know, 2016, he dies the most beloved person on the planet, which has got to tell you something.
I couldn't help but notice this, Ken, when I'm watching this, that it's almost like he was able to listen to what people say about you after you die. Because once Muhammad Ali, like, he was awake for his funeral.
Because yes, he was.
People were, they were comfortable talking about Ali as if he was passed because he couldn't speak. Yeah. And it just dawned on me that what that must have been like for Ali to listen. I mean, he probably loved it because
they were still talking.
Yeah, they were saying all these nice things. I was also curious about his ring bravado, and it brought about images of maybe wrestling. Like, wrestlers were over the top and gregarious. And I wondered, because we didn't have that. Boxers weren't like that. Athletes weren't like that. Like, where did that come from?
Well, you know, David Remnick, the writer and biographer, early biographer of Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali, also talked about one of the great inspirational moments. He's in Las Vegas for a fight, but he goes and he sees Gorgeous George, who was the villain in wrestling, who permed up his hair and was preening and whatever and wearing this outlandish stuff and kind of androgynous at times. And he understood that it didn't matter. People paid to see him and paid to hate him. And that's what he said, boo, hiss, throw peanuts, but whatever you do, pay to get in. And I think he understood a fundamental aspect of American hype, of P.T. Barnumism, is it didn't really matter, and that he could still be provocative. May I just admit, as I should have at the start, this is a film directed by my daughter Sarah Burns and David McMahon, her husband. We've been collaborating together on a lot of things, as well as me. But it's also to acknowledge there are lots of documentaries on Muhammad Ali, and there are several really good documentaries on Muhammad Ali, really, really good. And we don't mean to suggest that they are not. We wanted to do something comprehensive, from boyhood, birth and boyhood in segregated Jim Crow Louisville to death by Parkinson's in 2016, and not just follow the fights and not just pay lip service to the Nation of Islam, but understand him as being a human being on a very legitimate and genuine spiritual quest. And also the personal stuff and the family and the biography and the wives and the children. And so this is as, I think, as comprehensive as you can get in terms of the arc of the life of one of the most extraordinary Americans who's ever lived.
It's a 4-part film by Ken and his daughter and her husband, and it premieres September 19th through the 22nd on PBS. How do you find the sweet spot for a documentary?
You know, you would presume that this is an additive process, you know, like you're building a house. it's subtractive, Dan. You know, we collect, you know, this is 8 hours long. We've got 400 or 500 hours of material, right? And then you're distilling it, to use a Louisville, Kentucky term. You're distilling it down to a kind of essence. And so our cutting room floor is not filled with bad stuff. It's filled with really, really good stuff that you look at and go, Burns, you've lost your mind. Why isn't that in there? And you go, well, it was there for 6 months, but it seemed to destabilize that. So our process is always being open. You know, it's not a set research period followed by a writing period that produces a script that informs the shooting and editing, boom, done. We never stop researching, and we found stuff no one has ever put forward before, because we're with PBS, we spent 7 years. No suit is saying, I need this by the summer.
How often do people stop you on the street and say, I got a great idea for a documentary?
Every day.
What's the strangest suggestion?
Well, what one person wanted to be, they said, here, I'm giving you, they mailed this in, I'm giving you the 4 volumes of my grandfather's memoir of his Civil War years, although I'd done the Civil War. Turns out he never left Maine. But they, you know, self-published this memoir.
Okay.
So I finally, after about 10 years, I did it up. The number one thing is railroads. The number two thing is labor. The next thing is education. And then they're just, you know, you got to do this. And they're all right. And I'm working on 7 films right now, because I am 68 years old. And I know if I were given 1,000 years to live, which I will not, I would not run out of topics in American history. And so I've got 4 different producers. Team, Sarah and Dave are one of them, and we're just working on as many as we can in different stages of undress, and because I'm greedy for that experience of finding the sweet spot. I mean, I want to put my head on the pillow at the end of the day and say, God, I made at least one of them better.
Give me the sports documentary that hasn't been done but should be.
That's a really good question. I tried in baseball. I did an update the 10th inning. I promised people that if the Cubs won the World Series, I would do an 11th inning. And I am
You
so,
thought you were safe, Ken.
I was so safe. George Will said, well, they're having a bad century. And it turned out that's all it was a bad century and a decade. So I've got to do that at some point. There's a lot of nice new stuff about it, but I got to just find the bandwidth to do that. You know, I love baseball. It's the greatest sport ever invented. I love football a lot. And I'd like to see something done, I guess, in football that isn't just, you know, the dramas of the reality TV nature of the behind the scenes. I don't know what that is right now, but nothing compares to baseball. And it's funny, I'm not a boxing fan. I made 2 boxing films. They total, you know, 12 hours of time on Jack Johnson 4 and on this one 8. But it's only because these two men were so transcendent. I mean, a lot of the sports writers who I've done lots of interviews with, and we've got 3 of the very best writers, Lipsyte, Dave Kindred, and Jerry Eisenberg in the film, who were Cubs growing up with Muhammad Ali and love him and care about him and remember each bad punch. But, you know, I would ask each one and no one's answered. I said, who's the heavyweight champion right now? It doesn't matter. After Muhammad Ali, you got a little dribble of Mike Tyson. And then, you know what? It does not matter until somebody else like him comes along. And hate to give away the plot, no one like Muhammad Ali is ever coming along again.
Do you need coffee or a nap?
I don't drink coffee because it's no problem getting me out of bed. What I need is, you know, the conk on the head at the end of the day, because, you know, it just to shut the thing up.
Thank you, Ken. Well done, as always.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
That's Ken Burns, Muhammad Ali, 4-part film with Ken, his oldest daughter, and her husband. Premieres Sunday, September 19th through the 22nd. On PBS. I've mentioned before on the show that I was around Muhammad Ali a couple of times, and once was at the ESPYs, and another time I was at the hospital when he first checked in when he was diagnosed with Parkinson. I was in New York, and then in Arizona they did a fight night, did a wonderful job with celebrities, and they were honoring Muhammad Ali, and I hosted that night. And I have this picture where I'm giving him this ring, and he's standing there. And it's one of my favorite pictures of all the things I've ever done, because I'm holding this ring and he's waiting for it. And, you know, he couldn't speak. But for somebody who wasn't able to speak, you know, the latter part of his life, he said an awful lot in body language. And everybody talked about how he was such a practical joker. But when he first burst on the scene, and I'm probably 12 years of age, and I remember asking my dad about athletes didn't do that. Like they weren't braggadocious. Like they didn't come out and say those things. And then, you know, my dad being a Marine, I said, and he's not going into the military. And my dad didn't believe in the Vietnam War. And in fact, my oldest brother, we thought was going to get drafted and have to go to Vietnam. And my dad, you know, didn't want my oldest brother to go to war because he knew it wasn't a war we'd win. And I just remember he talked about Muhammad Ali, and he understood what Muhammad Ali was saying. I didn't at the time. And man, he was polarizing that you either loved Joe Frazier, like white people loved Joe Frazier, whereas I think Muhammad Ali scared a lot of people. But man, as far as charisma, to do what he did, how he did it, everybody else is an imposter because he did it. He'd say when he was going to knock you out. He invented this, but it came from Gorgeous George, the wrestler. That's where it started. He saw him as this entertainer, performer, but that's wrestling. This was boxing. So if it's Ken Burns, you know it'll be great. The archival footage is something, there's a lot of things that I'd never seen before. But it starts September 19th through the 22nd on PBS. Last call for phone calls. If you're watching on Peacock, we'll head out to the grill area and see what's coming off the Traeger grills. It's a brunch, first time brunch here on the DP show. Back after this. Summer is coming to an end, and it's an important time that everybody gets sleep, plenty of sleep, even more important for the kiddies going back to school. And some tips for you parents: keep the room cool, somewhere between 65, 68 degrees. Maybe use a white noise machine or a fan. Or if you had access to Todd, Todd could tell you about the Denver Broncos, the history of the Denver Broncos. And he could go through the schedule and tell you wins and losses. I guarantee you those kids will be asleep in about 15 minutes. You're not lucky enough to have, you know, communication with Todd. Thankfully, you can turn to Sleep Number. Make sure you discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed right now. Biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing. For a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Maybe we could develop a Sleep Number 360 smart bed where when you lie down, Todd starts talking to you. That'll put you to sleep. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Close up shop as we always do. This goes out to the memory of Trevor Moad, the mental coach, worked with Russell Wilson. Alabama football team, came in the man cave, wonderful, wonderful person. Trevor came in and he talked about his approach to helping athletes and just how you visualize. And Russell Wilson said, the quote was, "I say goodbye to my best friend," his mental coach, Trevor Moad. We'll get phone calls coming up. Last call for phone calls. And this day in sports history, final results of the poll question. By the way, my name is trending, but what is being said under my name is the lieutenant governor at Texas. And do with it what you will. Those aren't my comments, okay? And if you could pass on to those who may think that those are my comments, I thank you, because it feels like every 6 months, he's not even the governor, he's the lieutenant governor, and he has some things that don't align with what I think. So I'm trending for all the wrong reasons. Will Fuller will not practice today for the Dolphins, according to Joe Shad. Won't play Sunday against the Bills due to a personal issue. Head coach Brian Flores says he's not sure if Fuller will return to the team this season. We haven't even gotten into week two yet. No more details on this. Now the football season's in full swing. Take advantage of it. The Traeger Wood Pellet Grill, offering real wood-fired flavor. Set it, forget it. Convenience. Traeger offers the perfect way to cook all season long. Grab one at your local dealer. Visit TraegerGrills.com/DPSHOW to learn more. I think the general consensus is thumbs up for what came off the Traeger Grill. Paulie's had his first Bloody Mary.
Killer.
Yeah, see.
Not going to lie, I was a little nervous about the blueberry fatty.
The blueberry fatty.
I believe that's what you were referring to.
Yes, it is. The blueberry sausage breakfast fatty.
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm not sure. It is delicious.
We have baked raspberry French toast casserole. McLovin?
It's just hard to stay healthy. It's so delicious. Yeah. The blueberry thing, you want to eat the whole thing.
Yeah, it is good. The recipe will be up on the website, all of our recipes there. And also Traeger, you can download some of their recipes as well. Final results of the poll question, McLovin.
Worst division, AFC South. But that's going to turn around this weekend, Dan.
You think so?
Well, I think there are a couple potential upsets.
Oh. Do you have against the grain potential upsets?
Fire up the music.
Mm. Seton's
fired up.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Against the grain.
And Pauly came up with a side of visual effect.
Upset alert.
Yeah, that's what we got so far.
Okay.
A lot of people are actually picking this one. The Colts host the Rams. The Rams are 3.5-point favorites. Feels like a Colts bounce back, doesn't it? I'm going to put
Wait,
that.
Are you asking or telling?
I have three. No, I have three upset alerts, but I need your approval.
Upset alert.
Okay. The Eagles are 3-point dogs at home against the Niners. Nick Sirianni's onto something. Dang. I like that one, too.
The West Coast team coming east and playing a 1 o'clock game.
There's actually a couple more. I'm curious what you think is a better one. The Panthers host the Saints. The Saints are 3.5-point favorites. Doesn't that kind of feel like the Panthers?
Trap game question mark? No.
Okay, but this one I find really interesting. Talking AFC South. Tennessee goes to Seattle. They're 6.5-point dogs. Seattle's won 12 straight home openers. But Tennessee matches up pretty well with them. Seattle, I was reading the preview. Seattle has no secondary. And Tennessee's got Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. Possible they right the ship. That's in my questionable upset category.
There's always one or two games where you go, how is this happening? And we had that with the Eagles last week and Arizona last week, where you go, how's that happening? Green Bay not playing well was a surprise. That they lost is not a surprise. There's going to be a couple of them this week where you go, are you kidding me?
Now, does the Bears-Bengals, it's a 2-point spread. Bears are favorites. It's in Chicago. Is that a big upset if Cincinnati wins that? That doesn't even really qualify, does it?
No, it does not.
I like the AFC South to bounce back, even though I've been ripping them.
Even though you don't like the AFC South.
I won't watch it, but I assume Titans and Colts, baby. Those, and by the way, if you're going to actually wager on these, you might want to go exact opposite against me as a strategy.
That's against the grain with McLovin. All righty. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1983, the great Johnny Bench retired from the Reds.
Mm-hmm.
83.
Okay.
Did you shed a tear that day, Dan? Yes or no?
Probably not.
Maybe choked up?
Probably not.
1920, the American Professional Football Association was formed in Canton, Ohio. It became the National Football League. Imagine if they kept the name, the APFA, on like the different shows. They'd be like, you can't just do that in the American Professional Football Association. You can't run the ball like that.
Yeah, because you can't say NFL. You have to say National Football League. By the way, Jim Thorpe was the first president of that league. The first president, I guess, of the NFL. Anything else?
That Minnesota Vikings debuted as the new team in the National Football League, 1961.
Dan Marino's number 13 jersey retired by the Miami Dolphins. I have a Dan Marino autographed jersey here just above my desk next to the Barry Sanders and Brett Favre autographed jersey. Yes, Tom.
And Dan Marino's 60th birthday was Wednesday, so happy birthday to Dan Marino.
All right, big day for Dan Marino. Big week for Dan Marino. Ryan in Honolulu. We'll try to squeeze him in. Hi, Ryan.
Hello! My DP show calendar says tomorrow's day in sports history is National Honor Qualcomm Day, so make sure we all do that.
Okay.
I've got some Washington versus Giants mock headlines for you.
Okay.
Washington's offense tells Giants to McKissick my Heineke.
All right, got two names in there from the team. What else?
Washington kicker was Hopkins for a giant mistake.
No, that's not good. Okay, next one.
The ginger ran the damn ball and still lose. Whatever, Danny Jones.
I like that. Thank you, Ryan. A little Shea and Irving. Wrong. With a ginger, that's a walk-off. What we learned, brought to you by the Compact GLA, proves it's not the size of the SUV in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the SUV. Learn more about the nimble and ready-for-anything Mercedes-Benz vehicle at mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, all-around support. I'll be joining the Backroom Guys on the 12:15 podcast. Thanks for your support with everything we do. Have a great weekend, and look forward to talking to you on Monday. Oh, one more item, and we were just talking about the Traeger Grills. MVP, once again, meet Friday. Traeger wood-fired grills. 6-in-1 versatility, which means one grill is going to be able to smoke, bake, roast, braise, barbecue, and grill, meaning possibilities are endless, and you're going to get flavor that is epic. Pulled pork, you got pizza, you got pie, you can make cocktails on there. Traeger makes cooking delicious food really, really easy. You control the grill's temperature, and it's like using an oven. You set it and you forget it. Plus, with Wi-Fi or technology, control the grill right from your phone using the Traeger app. In fact, I'm a couple hundred feet away from that grill. I could control it from my smartphone. So you monitor what you're cooking, change the grill settings without you don't have to get up and go do anything. So you don't wait for a timeout or even leaving your couch. Learn more. Head to your local dealer or visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. TraegerGrills.com/DP Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.